Welcome to Don't Talk to Strangers, a true crime podcast. We are your hosts, Hannah Elizabeth
and Kate Mitchell. This is a place where you can find true crime tales, morbid mysteries and all things spooky.
We are two Scousers with a true crime and red wine passion. Expect wine reviews, Scouse banter and much more.
Our podcast does include graphic content and explicit language. Discretion is advised.
So grab a bevy, it's about to get heavy. I'm Hannah Elizabeth.
And I'm Kate Mitchell.
And welcome to Don't Talk to Strangers. Woo! Oh my God, we haven't said that for a while.
I know, we actually did it in one take as well. Normally we don't even do it that well.
We got straight back into the swing of things.
Yes, we did indeed. And so, we are still alive, everyone.
We are alive. And true crime and red wine, we are bringing it back.
We are bringing it back. But... No, it's not bad, but basically life just got in the way. Like, we're both very busy girls. We both work full time. Hannah's got a kid. I've now adopted.
She has adopted two more babies.
So I am now, everybody, a mother of three.
Three?
Sausage dogs.
And she's got Jeffrey Dahmer, the original.
The OG. And then I've got Eric and Ernie. Sorry, I've got a cold as well, so I sound all bunged up. But I'm now a dog mom of three.
Cute.
Life's got in the way, like I said, work's been manic.
It actually hasn't. To be fair, I moved out my house, which has been crazy. I had to put all my stuff in storage, like, and obviously with the baby and everything, I have just had a mad time looking for places, all that kind of stuff. So it's just been impossible, hasn't it, but
I know, and that's the thing, like, work has been, I work in Manchester, so when I get home, it's like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And then I'm shattered over weekend, and obviously now I've got the dogs, and it's just being manic. And
I'm travelling, I'm like, back and forth,
to see a fella or Franco.
Yeah, and it's just been mad, but the thing is, we are actually gutted, because we wouldn't have put all this time and effort that we did to make this in the first place to just give up.
I know, and people were messaging, like, I was so shocked. People were messaging my personal account. Like, obviously, we've got the Don't Talk to Strangers, Don't Talk to Strangers podcast Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And people have been messaging my personal one, being like, hope you're okay.
I know, it's so,
like,
cute.
I was like, oh my God, Mum, look, people have messaged me. And she was like, oh, shut up. But... thank you for all the messages, and thank you, people are still listening, so we've got tens of thousands of listeners, people are still doing it, so thank you, and thank you for your support, and we aren't going anywhere,
we are actually overwhelmed of how many people have, like, listened now, it's crazy.
It's actually nuts, like, I thought it's a bit of a niche, so the true crime people would automatically like it, but there's not very many of them.
No.
And
our take on it, I thought, like,
ooh, yeah, like, we might annoy people,
the big
scouse, people might find us annoying, but I cannot honestly believe the reception we've had. It's actually been sick, so we're not going anywhere. We just haven't really got anywhere to record at the minute.
And we brought you Fred and Rose Part One, and we still need to finish this.
That's your episode, Harry. Come on, where's your research?
I know, bitch.
No, it's fine. Listen, these things happen, and I think we kind of give ourselves a bit of a hard task doing one a week. Mm-hmm. So I think what we'll do is, we haven't got anywhere to record.
Sorry, Jeffrey Dahmer's at the door there.
Well, I'm not letting him back in. You can probably hear the dogs bark in the garden. I can't let him back in.
He's so cute. Well, I mean, when did you ever hear that the Jeffrey Dahmer's cute, but your one is?
My one is.
I am literally so as well with moving out that house. I mean, I put so much work into that house. It was absolutely unreal. And long story short, my landlord wanted us out back. And I just miss sitting in the house because we had such a setup in there with, like, me kitchen with my Biggie Smalls light and with the red wine.
I know.
But we're in Kate's tonight and it's unreal, and we are drinking I Love Shiraz.
Woo, 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 woo.
I'm gonna be honest, guys, I got this in Essex Petty Station.
Essex Petty Station.
It's a cheap shit, to be honest, I think.
Well, no, iHeart Wine, I see that everywhere.
It's cheap shit.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, apologies, iHeart Wine. We don't think it's cheap shit. Please sponsor us.
No, it's cheap good shit, but they have, like, iHeart Merlot, iHeart Shiraz. So they're having iHeart Shiraz.
And I do rate this iHeart Wine brand, to be fair. I see them, like I say, I see them a lot everywhere, and...
And we've nearly drank the whole bottle and it hasn't touched the side.
No, it's like juice, but it's rich and spicy.
Yeah,
bursting with ripe and juice black fruit flavours. I apologise if you can hear the dogs, by the way. Stop barking! Try drinking alongside grilled red meat, tomato-based pasta dishes, or enjoying its own, which we are. To be fair, though,
We've just had the Thai green curry, and it was 10 hours of 10.
It was actually quite nice, to be fair. And actually, in other news, talking about houses, I have bought my first home.
Yes, she has, so I can't wait to be knocking on that door.
I know. I am officially an adult, finally.
I know.
I've finally done it.
I'm so excited to be knocking round.
But it's... being hard
graft.
I know. True crime red wine tales will be coming from. I'm not giving the road name, not that anyone's asked, but like, I'm not.
But you know what? Of course, even just doing this, we are sitting here traditionally having a bottle of
it. Yeah, of course we are. Of course. Wouldn't have it any other way. But like I say, I think we just give ourselves a bit of a task of trying to do this weekly. Like I say, we do it all of ourselves. Like, I say marketing, but we still have to like make the social posts and put it on LinkedIn, not LinkedIn, put it on Insta, Twitter, Facebook, like I edit all the stuff. So we're now looking, well, we're trying to find a production company.
Who can help us
so
out.
So actually, if anyone knows anyone, please email us on don'ttalktostrangerspod@gmail.com or let me see if I remember them all. Or
somebody.com. I always just say TNG and she reads them up.
Yeah, hang on. Instagram at don'ttalktostrangerspodcast or you've got Twitter, which is DTTSpoddy. But no, just get in touch. All my personal ones, seems that everyone's messaging me personally on Instagram, which I love. So I didn't reply though, so I apologise. But yeah, if you know any production companies, I've emailed a few, so hopefully we'll be getting a few calls set up to see what that entails, but hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier where we just go to a studio once a month, record a few episodes, and then we can get them out a bit more often. But I think at the minute we'll probably try and stick to one every other week or even one a month. We're not going to put pressure on ourselves, we're just going to do what we can.
But at the same time, we do want to get back into a routine with you, so we don't want to just do what we've done and... do an episode and then frig it off and you don't know where the next one's coming from. So we're going to get back into the swing of things. And in the next 2 weeks, I am going to bring you Fred and Rose part two. You can hold me to that.
She said it now, everyone. So you know what? If she doesn't, give a hell, everyone.
Yeah, you can troll me. But 2 weeks, within 2 weeks. I'm going away next week for a little break.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, and then I'll bring it. I'll do my research and we will close this case off. And then we'll start bringing you, obviously...
We've got
so many cases lined up, haven't we, Kate? Because
I even started the notes of my other one, the one that I was going to do after your part two. And it you almost think, like, what are you doing all day? But doing this research is actually quite long. Yeah. Like, and it takes, it's a lot of, like, concentration. And you almost think,
there's that much information and documentaries, and you're trying to get
the right information, the right timeline. We want to do it all so it's interesting, not boring.
I mean, we've done it before. We're like, Kate's laughed at mine. And you've gone, let me see your notes. No. And you pause it. And she's like, oh, you don't. You've just copied and pasted.
Yeah, I'll find, like, but it'll say the link of websites on it. And, like, just stupid. And I'm like, Hannah, that's not, like,
she'll go, do you know what that word means? And I go, yeah, because...
Or the, you know what she does, the same paragraph will be copied and pasted twice.
Yeah.
Somewhere else on her like Word document.
Because I'll be watching the documentary and then I'll just copy and I think, no, I'll know the whole story, but then when it comes to reading it, I'm like, oh shit, I don't know what that means.
The worst is when she said, I'll just copy and paste on a Mac, and I thought, oh, here we go. Here we fucking go. But no, like I say, we haven't actually got a true crime tale for you today. But we wanted to make sure that we let you know that we are both still alive. Don't worry about us. We're still here.
We want this to become bigger and better, so it's not
which
a case
it can
of...
be.
It can be.
We launched this in October, right? We've got 12 episodes out, so essentially 12 weeks of work, and we are on tens and tens of thousands of listeners. Like, it's actually nuts.
And,
like,
I know. And we don't want to just let it go because we love it.
Yeah, we want this to be, like, escapism. You know, you can go and listen to our podcast, Escape, listen to, like, an interesting case... not have a laugh along the way, but, you know, like, kind of have a laugh and get the light-hearted spin of us just and our personalities coming across, which everyone says they
and
love.
And we love like getting together, having our red and doing it. Like, I actually love doing
I
it.
I forgot what Hannah looked like, to be honest. She's always in Essex.
Busy bee.
I know she is. Replacing me with Essex. I don't like it.
But yeah, oh my God, my legs are spiky. But yeah, we are bringing Fred and Rose part two. ASAP.
Right, so, well, she said that, let's see.
Yeah, in the next 2 weeks, you will have that damn ready to go, and then we're going to get a few more...
Yeah, we have to. What we need to do is plan one day when we're both free, all day, and smash off four episodes. This.
And we've got cases in our head that we know we want to cover. Yeah, like, for sure. Obviously, there's so many to bring to us, but like we said, we are looking for a, what's it called, Kate?
Production company.
That's it. So
like people who specialise in podcasts, that will do the editing, the marketing, help with research, and we can go to their studios and
that would just make it like so much more professional. And,
yeah, because the thing is as well, we're doing this ourselves. Like, we still sound all tinny. This editing software is not that good, and we're just figuring it out along the way. And I know the potential this podcast could have, and does have.
Take a sip of wine.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to go to waste. Do you know what I mean? I want it to be, you know, giving you what the audience want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But I don't think I've got anything else to say, to be honest with you.
But thanks all for obviously listening and staying with us so far. And yeah, just an update on why we have frigged off and what we've been doing. Yeah. And we have just been up the wall. That's the long
story. That is literally it. And it's, you know what's mad? The weeks are going
I can't believe it.
Quick.
End of May.
Like, I remember thinking, oh, it's fine. I was thinking, oh, it's fine. We'll, like, skip a week. Then it was 2 weeks, then it was 3 weeks. Now we're on, like, 2 months, I think.
Are we?
I'm pretty... Let me check on Instagram now.
Guys, I have moved house. It was the most stressful thing. Like, I've even had, like, loads of work posts and... this and that to do.
It's good though. It's good that you've been busy.
No, but I haven't actually done a thing because I've been that busy moving house and I've lost this and lost that. Yeah. I can't find this.
Our last episode went out on the 6th of March.
March?
So we've had the 6th of March, it's April, 6th of May. So we're nearly 3 months.
Yeah, that's fucked. Okay.
And on the 6th of June, that's a 3 month break. So, you know what? Thank you for everyone for still actually being asked because people are, weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to change our bio. Instead of it saying weekly True Crime Red Wine Tales, I'm just going to say True Crime Red Wine Tales. Red Wine Tales.
And do you know what? Can I just put in? Sorry, there.
Go on.
I can't remember some like lovely listener's name who messaged me. I'm sorry, but you messaged me a lovely message saying that you actually... put our true crime on and you love getting pissed with us. Literally.
Yes!
And I love that.
Same.
And I'm like, that's what I want. Like, I love that.
Well, you know what? We're still here for you. We'll still be giving you wine reviews, true crime tales. They might just be a little bit more spaced out. But hopefully, we'll get a production company. That'll be all in hand and then it'll be a bit more consistent and...
yeah.
You know.
And stay looking on like our socials and we will be updating you on what we're going to drop and everything.
100%.
So I'm bringing it to you with the Fred and Rose, don't worry, because you're left hanging. Even though you all know what happened there.
No, but
I'm like,
but you do need to finish it off. You do need to finish it off.
So I'll bring that.
Fab. Okay, well, I think other than that, I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
Cheers, everyone. And that is why you
don't talk to strangers.
Bye.